And that was released shortly after Donald Trump told us that they had seized this ship and said that they were the U.S. was probably going to keep the oil.
As you probably know, we've just seized a tanker on the coast of Venezuela, large tanker, very large, largest one ever seized, actually. And other things are happening, so you'll be seeing that later, and you'll be talking about that later with some other people.
Well, what happens to the oil on this ship?
Well, we keep it, I guess.
Where does it go? What port does it go to?
Well, you have to follow the tanker. You know, you're a good newsman. Just follow the tanker.
Do you know where
follow,
it's going?
Follow it. Get a helicopter. Follow the tanker.
Is it true it's going to
but
keep
we're going to, I assume we're going to keep the oil.
The biggest, it had to be the biggest ever, didn't it, the seizure. But if you thought that was a kind of slightly peculiar Trump-esque reaction to what had happened, listen to the Venezuelan president, who was every bit as strange. Here's Nicolas Maduro.
Don't worry, be happy, la 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 la, don't worry, be happy. La 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 la, just peace, not war.
Just peace, not war, he was saying there. And in Spanish, immediately before he broke into song, he was saying to American citizens who are against the war, I respond with a very famous song. Now, the US has not actually declared war on Venezuela at this point and said that they had seized that oil tanker because it was transporting sanctioned oil from Venezuela and Iran as part of an illicit oil shipping network that the US says is supporting foreign terrorist organizations, because there are American sanctions on oil from Venezuela. So they say the ship was breaking them and that's why it's been seized.
Yeah. I mean, it's fair to say most Venezuelan oil goes to China, doesn't it, in this day and age? It's not going elsewhere in the world.